Goliath. The Philistines once again invaded Israel. Both armies faced one another across a ravine. Suddenly, a large Philistine stepped forward. His name was Goliath, and he was 9 feet 9 inches tall. He yelled, "Why are you preparing for battle? Let two of us settle this. Send someone out and we'll fight. If your man kills me, we'll be your slaves. But if I kill your man, you'll be our slaves. Come on, send someone out and let's fight." No one accepted this challenge. So he went out and yelled at Israel every morning and evening. This went on for 40 days. Saul offered a reward to anyone who could defeat this giant. He said, "I'll make him wealthy, and he can marry my daughter." While this was happening, Jesse said to David, "Go visit your brothers and take them some food. Bring back word of how the battle is going." So David got up early and went to the battle site. He saw the men lined up in battle formation. He gave the food to the quartermaster and ran to see what was going on. Suddenly, Goliath started shouting his challenge. "Come on! Send someone out here and let's fight! Man to man! Winner takes all!" Everyone backed away. David was shocked. He said, "Who does this ungodly Philistine think he is? He's defying the armies of the living God." David's oldest brother got angry. "Why are you here? Go back to your sheep. War is for men." David said, "I didn't do anything wrong. I just asked a question." He turned and asked the question again. "Who does this ungodly Philistine think he is?" Saul heard about David's question and sent for him. David said, "Don't worry about this Philistine. I'll fight him." The king said, He's a warrior, a seasoned fighter. You're young with no experience." David said, "I watch my father's sheep. Every time a bear or a lion comes and tries to take a lamb, I grab the beast and kill it. The Lord was always with me and gave me victory. This ungodly Philistine is just another lion or bear. The Lord will give him to me." Saul said, "Go, and the Lord be with you." He then gave David his suit of armor, but he couldn't walk because it was too heavy. He said, I can't wear these. They'll hold me back." David got his shepherd's staff and a sling. He went down to the brook and selected 5 smooth stones and put them in his shepherd's bag. Then he started walking towards the giant. Goliath saw David coming. He yelled, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? Come and I'll give your flesh to the birds." David yelled back, "You come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. You've insulted him. Therefore, I'm going to cut off your head and give your body to the birds. This battle is the Lord's, and he has given you to me." Goliath started walking towards David, but David ran towards the giant. He reached into his shepherd's bag and put a rock in his sling. With deadly accuracy, the rock hit Goliath and sank into his forehead. He fell to the ground face forward. David ran up, pulled out Goliath's sword, and cut off the giant's head. Both armies were shocked when they saw this. The Philistines turned and ran. The Israelites shouted a victory cry and chased after them. Many Philistines died that day. Saul asked Abner, his general, "Who is that young man?"
I don't know.
Saul sent for David. He came and stood before the king with the giant's head still in his hands. Saul said, "Who are you? Who's your father?" "I'm the son of Jesse of Bethlehem." Saul didn't let David go back home, but made him a commander in the army. David was successful in everything Saul had him do.